WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Happy 316 day. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/32live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use Creator Code Ryan Sucker, Lindsay Ward, and Fortnite M Shop for Epic Games Store with the brand new season of Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, with your V-Bucks going up this Thursday. Hashtag Epic Partner. We're on the road to WrestleMania. We made a stop in San Antonio, Texas. And things are being a lot more clearer for some. I am the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Yep. Like, we're beginning to see how some things are going to shape up. And who's going to be facing who? And can a ruler slay a beast? We'll have to see.
And that's where we will start with Monday Night Raw. All these masked men were in the ring. And then one of them just happened to reveal himself once again as Seth Rollins. He talked about hitting Paul Heyman with the chair and the stomp. Fans started to boo after that because someone came out onto the stage, and that was one disheveled, beat up Paul Heyman. Fans started chanting, "Fuck you, Heyman." Rollins assumed that Heyman was smarter than him. He'd have to say the "fuck you, Heyman" because the fans were saying it for him. Rollins asked Heyman why he wasn't talking. He said he would pay him back for his betrayal and cut him out like the cancer that he is, and he won't stop till he's, you know, basically gone. As Heyman's standing there, he finally decides to talk and starts bringing up, you know, how he wouldn't miss this for the world. And he talks all about these different things, but then he goes back to the F-A-F-O. But instead of going F-A-F-O, it's F-A-F-5. As the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar stomps his way to the ring, hands over his hat and his vest to Heyman, and then these poor kids got their ass whooped by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. There were bodies flying everywhere. Like, it wasn't bodies hit the floor. It was bodies launched into the next stratosphere. Like, oh my God. He was just flinging people everywhere. I have to say, this was fantastic. This first setup, purely for Paul Heyman's commitment to the bit. Like, when we say he was disheveled, he was disheveled. Like, he had his beard grown out. He hadn't shaved in, like, you know, like 5 days or whatever. Like, at least since it had all happened, he looked sleep deprived, like he hadn't slept in 3 days. You know, his suit was all rumpled and messy. He had a cut across his nose from where Rollins had messed up his face. He was all acting all shifty, like, Paul Heyman went the extra mile for this, and I appreciate that tremendously, because it's the small little things, right? Like, it's the small little things that make the difference, and that made a huge difference in this. But yes, Brock Lesnar did what Brock Lesnar does best. He just beat up people.
Yeah, these kids learned all about suplex city and learned many different variations of suplex city. One of them got suplexed into the barricade. My best part, my favorite part about it all was, and it was before he even started suplexing the kids, he's looking around the ring, he's taking his time, and you just see him mouthing, all right, I'm counting, he's just counting them all. How many of these guys he has to toss around? You see the mental count in his head going, all right, there's one, two, three, yep, all right, we're going to do this. And he did that.
Yeah, he introduced them to the boroughs of Suplex City.
He sure did. He scared away a few, those lucky few. Then got in the ring with Seth Rollins. Fans start chanting, holy shit, holy shit. And as they finally get face to face, it's like, all right, that's the option they chose. They're going to go Rollins and Brock for Mania based on all the scenarios they have. Until the lights went out. And you see the green lasers and the music plays. And out walks Oba Femi. Fans start chanting, Oba, Oba. He struts to the ring. Rollins takes a couple steps towards Lesnar. Rollins then bails. Lesnar turns back around and walks right into Oba Femi. And Oba Femi lifted up him and dropped him with a huge fall from grace. Dropping him on the mat. He lifted him high, too.
He got Brock up. Like, it's been a minute since I've seen Brock go that high. I don't know. I was it maybe Taker? No.
Old Taker.
Couldn't
old,
have been Taker.
Yeah, young Taker, young Brock, yeah. 20 years ago Brock, yeah, with Taker.
Like, I'm trying to, because I'm even trying to remember when was the last time somebody manhandled Brock like that, and I can't remember.
No one has in the last decade and a half, at least.
I mean, it's been a hot minute.
So he gets laid out on the map. Oba puts his foot on him, points to the sign. Oba's yelling, there's only one. There can only be one. Me. And then you have Corey and Cole at the table going, oh my God, what just happened? Are we going to see it? Are we going to see this match at WrestleMania? And yes. Yes, you will. It'll be Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. This was a very hot start to the show.
This is fantastic. I love the setup on all of this. The twist was great. Again, my only critique is Oba doing the walk, coming to the ring, because I feel like he maybe should have charged the ring. But again, that is a personal preference ring thing. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think that's my only critique of this. I thought all of it was well done. It was very well sold. It was the perfect setup for Brock and Oba, because I don't think anybody really saw it coming. I think we were all expecting Rollins and Brock. And so the fact that they're going to give us Oba and Brock, okay. All right, let's see where this goes. Yeah, this was perfect.
It was a good swerve to start the show. Like, you had the face-off, you're teasing Rollins and Brock. All right, you can go there, you go back there. And now you don't know what Seth is doing at WrestleMania.
You don't. You don't know if he's doing anything at WrestleMania. He may just be in Oba's corner.
Or somewhere else. Maybe there's that. I want to say it's setting up an 8-man tag, but there aren't 8 men for the vision. So I don't know. We will see how that all comes together. It was the original El Grande Americano taking on the real El Grande Americano, according to Corey Graves. With help from Rio and Bravo, El Grande Americano gets the win. Solid match.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. They're just going to run with this, and they're just going to go with it. It is what it is.
And to answer the man's, they're probably waiting to see if he can.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will be. And again, you don't need it. If
you don't,
for his health, you don't push it. If he's clear, that's great. You don't need it for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think they're trying to give him as long as they can. And if it's going to go, it's going to be like the week of, like that final Raw of, that they're probably going to set that up unless he's ready sooner. But I don't know if he is or he isn't. And so, like, if he's back, great. If he's not back, great. Like, you can always find Seth something to do on the show. He doesn't necessarily have to wrestle. It's always nice when he does, but he doesn't have to. Like, he could be in Oba's corner. He could be messing with Roman, for instance, there's a lot of things he could do. So we'll see.
There's a good video package with Liv Morgan. I could see that too, Lamance. Where one of the masked people removes and it's Braun at some point. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Liv video aired. She talked about what happened with Finn Balor. And she said this is the plan the whole time. She knew when he lied, when he schemed, and it was a pleasure to watch him fall from grace. He's pathetic, a loser, and washed up. She made it made her sick to call Finn a family member, so they took a page right out of his playbook. Now they're on the bigger and better things. JD can finally be free from Finn Balor. Dominic will get his IC title back, and she said there will be a new king on the throne. Raquel's a future champion, and she'll be the next women's world champion at WrestleMania, and we'll do it without Finn. We are better than ever. Watch us.
So it seems like Liv is taking over the leadership.
Which we all saw coming.
Yeah, we all knew that was coming.
Injuries and such kind of pushed it back. AJ Lee Bayley Women's Intercontinental title. This was the match AJ Lee needed.
I'm very still kind of in shock that they gave this to us on Raw. And this did not go on a PLE. Because this should have gone on a PLE. But I will take it on Raw. Don't mistake me for anything on that. If they want to give this to us on Netflix, that's fine. I would take this again in a heartbeat. I want this again.
So
this was so good.
This was really good. And this was the type of match where I said this is the match AJ Lee needed, because this was a match where she got to wrestle. There was no other story. There was no Becky Lynch drama with it. It was a pure wrestling match with one of the best in wrestling today, Bayley. They were telling the story. This was Bayley trying to get her moment at WrestleMania. And, you know, she has to put her friendship aside and kind of really fight. And by the end, they were really fighting. And they fought a good fight. AJ moved out of the way of the top rope elbow and got her to tap out to the Black Widow. This was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. It's always a pleasure to watch people who are genuine friends wrestle, because they do have that familiarity with each other and they're willing to go places that I think strangers aren't. And so they are willing to work maybe a little bit more snug or tell a slightly different story. And that's what we had here. And it was very, very, very good.
During the break, Bayley and AJ shared a hug. And when we came back from break, all we saw was Becky Lynch attacking AJ Lee on the stage. She got thrown around a bunch. She hit her with the belt. Fans booed loudly. Becky Lynch is back for the Intercontinental title.
You know, like you do.
It was what it was. I thought that it was, I need the next step. I said, okay, now that she's attacked her, this will give AJ Lee the idea. Oh, I guess I gotta get revenge on her again. But you need something extra for the next battle. Curious to see where they go with it. JD was talking with Adam Pearce about Dominic's title match, because Dominic was supposed to fight Penta for the Intercontinental title tonight, but he got injured. He got busted open at a AAA this weekend, so he was not medically cleared to compete. So Penta will fight anyone, because he, as he said, he is a fighting champion, and his opponent on Raw was Dragon Lee, and they had a hell of a match.
Oh my god, this was so good. This was another one that it was like, oh, we're gonna get this here. Okay, I'll take it. Thank you.
Really good match. Penta retained. Really good stuff. Can't really say much more than that.
No, it was a very hard-fought, hard-won victory for Penta. They're still friends afterwards, I think. There was mutual camaraderie and respect between them afterwards, so very solid.
So the Usos showed up with Roman, or were there. They saw Roman. They exchanged some words. They talked a lot of things. Roman basically set a hit order on CM Punk. So all the Samoans go like, if you want to handle your business, just get the save from me for WrestleMania. Any other day, he's yours, basically. And they were having conversations throughout the night, which will lead to something here in a second. Paul Heyman was in his locker room talking with Logan Paul and Austin Theory. Theory talked up how Brock's going to do what he has to do to Obafemi. And he said Seth Rollins was a dead man because he and Logan Paul would handle him. And he was like, that's the worst thing they could do. It's about divide and conquer. And there's no fines or suspensions when Rollins attacked him. He said it's because they were out of leverage. To gain leverage, they need titles. And he's like, you know, you should go after the world tag team titles from the Usos. Get them from the Usos. Theory said they're going to talk about it. We're going to apply pressure to Usos. We're going to talk to Pierce. Logan Paul kind of was like, you know, we're going to do the thing. And he said he and Theory will get LA Knight too, because they love Heyman so much. And it was made official next week on Raw. It is the Vision versus the Usos on Monday Night Raw for the tag team title.
The Vision has a vision.
LA Knight was kind of like talking with the Usos and like, you know, we're cool and all. It's cool with Jimmy. Jay's kind of not on. Fan of LA Knights, but You know, if they bring the bloodline back, we're going to have some problems. It's family business right now. But if it's bloodline business, there's going to be a problem. Yeah. Solid.
I mean, it's a fair point, right?
It is.
So, you know, just throwing that out there, like, hey, if it's family business, you know, yeah, that's cool. That's fine. We're everything's solid. But if y'all are bringing back the bloodline, that's a problem. That we're just going to nip that in the bud right now.
Natty and Maxine had their match. Natty won.
Yay.
Maxine, don't be afraid to hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're laying your moves in a little too light.
Especially in this context against Natty. Like, I'm fairly sure Natty can take a harder hit than that.
She went for a splash. She went for a splash, barely touched her.
Yeah.
You gotta lay in some more. I get it, but you're in the big leagues now. That, like, you've improved. You move better in the ring. Now lay it in.
Yeah. Like, I respect that she's trying to be gentle and take care of Natty, but at the same time, it's like, you do gotta hit her just a little bit.
You gotta hit your moves. You gotta. You can't be light about it. You have to hit the moves, and she was not hitting them. And that was a big problem. So, Natty wins. Dungeon's alive, apparently. We move on. The big talking moment was how Randy Orton beat the hell out of Cody Rhodes on SmackDown. So they got an exclusive interview on Monday Night Raw with SmackDown's Randy Orton. And Orton on a webcam from 1999 is talking on the phone. Somebody else. And yeah. Thanked him, whoever it was on the call, and maybe we'll see you soon. So he had to give the interview to Cole, and he changed his mind. He's not doing it, but he said he had a statement. He just had a recent conversation that maybe made him think about his life and understand who he is and what he is, and he's a killer. And he reminded Michael Cole this one fact. Wrestling has more than one royal family.
It does. This was good.
Yeah, it was a filler piece to get the SmackDown. But acknowledge what happened on SmackDown because it is your big night one main event. You have to talk about it on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Lee, Javon Evans were, you know, hamming it up backstage together. Kofi showed up and, you know, was talking about how it's all about who you associate with and, you know, all these different things. And he said some people can help you up and some people can dragon you down. And then, Evans didn't think too highly of him and walked away. You know, Grayson walked in and like, you know, he has no idea what you see in Javon Evans. And some people say, what are we seeing you, Grayson? Danhausen showed up. Said, are you looking to replace Woods? Doing the hip swivel. Calling himself very nice, very evil. And then he said, you know, they have the cursed crunch rather than the bootios. And that was like 10 years ago, or a dime, as Kofi called it. Kofi said they didn't want Danhausen in New Day and asked them to leave. And then he has three words for you. You are cursed. And Kingston pulled Grayson in front of him. So Grayson Waller is cursed. So that was a little fun.
It was fun. Like, again, Danhausen being in these little bits backstage and kind of sort of interacting with all the different talent, like with what he's doing with Waller and The Miz and a bunch of other people. It's working because it's bringing him into the product slowly. It's getting, the audience is getting used to him. We all understand he's comedy. We understand he's not meant to be serious. And so he's going to come in, he's going to do his curse. And then it's, well, you have to be nice to Danhausen to get him to take it off. Or you have to be nice to Danhausen if you don't want to be cursed. So, you know, very nice, very evil. It all plays in. It's very simple.
And they've been running him into the, you know, out in front of the live audience during commercials the last couple weeks. So work that way too. Theory was in the background talking to Maxine. I hope she doesn't join the Vision. That just kind of, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. It really doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It was Stephanie Vaquer, Raquel Rodriguez, non-title match. Good match again between these two. Io came out. She got into it with Liv. Stephanie would win. Solid.
Very solid.
You got some more heat between Stephanie and Liv and things will continue on. Yeah, I was not sure, because I've heard what they were thinking of doing with Io, but I guess they've changed plans, so maybe it's Io and Raquel at WrestleMania? Because what I heard, we'll talk about now, Bayley and Lyra were yelling at each other, where Bayley was yelling and talking things up. So Lyra's basically like, this is where Austin Theory was in the background with Maxine. Lyra was trying to get her, we're gonna help you get to WrestleMania, and they would do it together. Yeah, we will. Then Asuka and Kairi showed up. She said she would be an AJ tonight had she not ruined her chance ruined last week. They're not ready for Asuka. And basically said they're going after the tag titles. And then Kyrie got called away, and Bayley's like, wait, we should go talk to, let's go talk to, we gotta go talk to Pierce. Yeah, we gotta talk to Pierce. Because we're gonna get the title shot. Those that they see. They should have put her in the U.S. title scene with Julia. No, they should not. Because she's Raw.
No.
Julia Io will be a great match when they do it. There's no need to rush to it to get it on the Mania. What they're doing with Julia, she'll have a match at WrestleMania against Tiffany. That's the perfect spot right there. That's perfectly fine. I heard it was going to be Asuka versus Io at WrestleMania, but I guess not if they're doing the tag thing. So we'll see. But now let's address the family business that needed to be handled. Your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, came out. Fans acknowledged him and then told Phil to come on out. Let's handle some business. CM Punk took his sweet ass time to get to the ring, high-fiving everyone who paid for a ticket. as a way to get into his head. Reigns, welcome to his ring, his main event. Punk said Reigns uses his government name like it's an insult, but his friends and family are the only ones allowed to call him Phil. Punk said he might be try to insult Reigns by calling him Titty Tiaki or whatever your real name is, but he doesn't obsess over him by reading his Wikipedia. He said he wasn't going to call him Joe because that would insult a real Samoan he loves very much. Nice Samoa Joe reference there. Reigns said Punk should call Joe, and remind him who his tribal chief is. Punk asked if he really heard Reigns send all, Reigns say he's sending all Samoans after him. Reigns said he didn't send anyone after him. He just told them to do what they have to do and do it whenever they want to do it. Punk said they just high five. You know what they'll end up doing is just high five him as the fans in San Antonio did. Punk said he was a little surprised that Reigns hasn't taken a swing at him yet. He knows that he's already won the WrestleMania event because him and Roman's head. They started singing for Roman. Reigns said he would expect Punk to think that because he's on everyone's mind, as he could hear. Phil here hasn't main evented anything this year. You couldn't even main event the European tour, let alone WrestleMania. Punk starts talking how, you know, he didn't want Jimmy and Jay to get in the crosshairs, but they came out and handled their family business, and he got what he deserved last week. Right message, wrong messenger. And then asked who the real tribal chief is. Reigns asked the fans if they would cheer. This is what they cheer for? He said he's heard the garbage for 5 years straight. He said Punk is trite and redundant, and he repeats the same shit over and over and over again. Reigns said Punk should figure out what top players do and suggest they all go talk to or and suggest he go talk to his wife. Reigns told Punk to come up with something that could insult him or stop wasting his time. So he starts to leave. Punk gets in his way multiple times. Reigns starts to get around him. Punk goes to the floor. Punk wasn't going to let him leave. Told him to get back in the ring. It's his show. And he would leave when he said he could leave. Called him a young boy as well. Key point there. Reigns said Punk is great on the mic, but he can't phase him. Reigns said when the talking is done, Punk can't do the walking. Reigns said the truth is that Punk isn't faster or stronger than him. That title around your waist, it's an embarrassment. You're a tryhard that's making us all look terrible because at the end of the day, you're old. Punk dropped Roman Reigns with a punch, left him up against the ropes down the mat. All the producers come running into the ring. Reigns is like, come on, mind games, Reigns said. Pierce and everyone's pulling Punk back. Reigns said, if you're one thing, Punk, said that if you say one thing, who's in whose head now? That was good. I mean, I don't think you want to go after the... I don't know if you want to go after the dog. I mean, you could. But they did a whole storyline about Larry and AJ and the bracelet. I don't know if you want to go back there, you know?
No, I wouldn't go back there. I would like to point out that Roman is only 7 years younger than Punk. But Punk's... old.
I mean, 7 years is a lot. Is older. He's older.
He's older, but he's not old. Like, they're both in their 40s. Like,
But Roman's
you
like...
You and I are in our 40s. I know. So, you
know, like, we feel it every day.
So, like, the fact that it's like, oh, you're old, and he's only 47, it's like, come on, Roman. I'm kind of with, like, LeMans that it's like, that's the best you can come up with is, you know, Punk pulls the line about burying him next to his father. And there's this whole, oh, the Usos are offended and they're going to go out there and drop Punk and like family dishonor and everything else and da 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 da. And the best Roman can do is you're old.
Is Roman don't care. That's what we've learned. Roman don't care.
Roman don't care. But like, at least come up with a better insult than you're old because it's lazy. It's lazy. I'm sorry. Like, that's... that's a writing thing where what's going to help sell this feud in terms of heat, because it doesn't need to be sold in terms of the match. Like, it's Roman Reigns versus CM Punk for the title. Done. Boom. Don't have to do anything else necessary for it. But since they're going to build a feud because they have the runway to do it, you have to write it in a way that it's going to have that heat. And they're trying, but I don't think it has it. They're trying, but it's just not there. Because again, on one hand, you have Punk, you know, saying things like, you know, hey, I'm going to bury you next to your father. And Roman comes back with, you're old. Like, that's the best you can do. It just, to me, it's like, yeah, I'm with Lil Manz. There's more heat between Punk and the Usos than with Roman. And that's kind of part of the problem, is the Usos are more offended than Roman. And it goes back to what I said last week, which is that the whole I'm going to bury next to your father thing really isn't that offensive. And that the Usos are in the wrong for attacking Punk because they're like, oh, family honor and all this crap. And they're going to go out there and beat him up. Well, but if Roman's not even offended, like if he doesn't give a crap that Punk said it, then why are the Usos going out there and defending family honor? You know, it's a poor writing choice to do that. And I understand that Roman's trying to be chill and laid back and he's not going to let Punk get under his skin. But you have to do something, right? Like, you have to do more than what you're doing. Even though I know we still have plenty of time before WrestleMania, you need to have Punk get under Roman's skin, even just a little bit, even just a smidge. And that's not what's happening, because you need to have them go back and forth. You need to have them take those little digs at each other. You need to have Punk do what Punk does best, which is he can get under people's skin. He irritates people. He pisses them off. That is Punk's speciality. That has been his bread and butter for his entire career, is the guy can look at you and he can insult you and he can piss you off and he can put you exactly in the mental state that he needs you for that match. And you need to have that, like, a little bit. Like, I'm not saying Roman needs to fly off the handle every week, but like, it should bother Roman that Punk's getting the best of him, at least in terms of insults, that he's making Roman look like a fool.
But I think that's the story, right? That's the story. Whatever Punk's doing isn't getting to Roman, and this will now probably push Punk to do it. That's why Roman, to find something to get under his skin to set Roman off, because right now it's not working. Because that's what you just pointed. You just pointed that out. Roman's right. Too chill about it.
But I don't know where you go.
I don't know either.
I'm going to bury you next to your father. That's kind of like a pretty high bar to set at the start.
It was.
I don't think you can, unless you really want to make it personal, which they could do. That's fine. I don't think anybody would object. But if you really want to make it personal, there's not a lot of places you can go with Roman, right? You just can't.
It's not
because you can't bring up the Shield. That's old news. Nobody gives a shit about that. You can't bring up the Bloodline because Punk wasn't around for it, so he doesn't really have any connection to the Bloodline.
He is a little,
but not enough to like build a feud out of it. Basically, you know, he was gone.
But there's stuff there. He was gone. But he helped the Bloodline. He helped Roman. There's stuff. Yeah, he didn't.
I don't think there's enough there to build the feud. That's the problem. Like, you have the stuff in the past, and you could have very easily like used the stuff in the past, which they kind of did and they kind of didn't.
They touched on the Shield.
They touched on it, but they didn't go much further than that. I'm trying to think of what to do, and I can't think of anything to do, because is Roman a face or a heel in this?
Yes.
Then you need to have Roman be more of a heel.
I don't know if he is going to be the heel. That's the thing. You have two well-established faces, and as we've seen, it's going to take a lot to get people to boo somebody right now.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to make them boo, but you have to have somebody play the bad guy. That's the whole point. Somebody has to be the antagonist. They can't both be the protagonist, and they both can't be the antagonist. That's not how this works. Somebody has to be the asshole. That's just it.
And we're going to see it. Usually it's Punk, and I think him setting him off, because they could tell the story why he was insulted by the word old on television, because it probably actually hits harder for him at this stage. But we'll see. And again, it's not up to us to figure it out. We'll have to tune in next week and find out what they say and what they do and what's the next line they cross.
Well, I mean, to be fair, If somebody looked at you and said you're old, you'd probably go tell them to go fuck off too.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, you know, so it's like, it's not, like, it's an insult. It got them to where they needed to go, which is Punk throwing a punch. Roman got under his skin a little bit, which is where they're trying to go. But again, with Punk, it's that situation where you don't want to go for the dog because you've already gone for the dog. You don't want to go for the friendship bracelet because you've already done the friendship bracelet. You don't want to bring AJ into this because, and to that, vice versa, you don't want to bring Roman's wife and his kids into this because that's taking that in a direction that potentially invites AJ to come into it, and she doesn't need to be involved in this. So again, where do you go?
You go after the career, and I think that's the next step. We'll see.
We'll see.
But that was Raw. Good show.
It was a very good show. Very entertaining.
Shame they couldn't get Steve Austin.
Can we talk about how they offered a 31.6% discount on tickets?
On tickets, on merch, on everything.
For 316 day.
Yeah, you have 30 minutes left to go use it in on the East Coast. It's a midnight
ding.
Ends on your time zone. Buy your tickets. Out over at Raw Post Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion.
WWE 2K26 review live this Thursday on The Rack.
10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Hope you all been enjoying the streams. We're not done. We're not done. You'll get there for your plugs. You jumped the gun.
Well, normally I get to say the plugs after things.
Well, there's still Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, with the all-time greatest WrestleMania championship match, and we'll be back this Monday night for the Raw Post Show, when Raw ends, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code RonGetSock or
Lin's Inward
in the Fortnite item shop for Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here every Monday night when they're in North America. For Raw Potion. Live. Right here. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Step up, 'cause you're the next one in the- WildTalkRadio.com.